these shlokas of that of Bhakti. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Text Number 23-24, but what we have completed so far, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pala, Shravanam, Archanam, Archanam, what constitutes offenses. Archana means you are intimately in service. So we are mortal, fallible human beings, and we are serving Achyuta, infallible, and we are serving Sanatana, eternal. We are mortal in eternal. What is that? What is mortal? It's a chapter. Mortal and eternal. Man is mortal and God is eternal. That means God is eternal, Krishna is eternal, and our body, it is temporary. So we are fallible. What is fallible? Fallible. Fallible means liable to fall down. Fallible. Man is fallible. A human being is fallible. Means you may forget things, you may make mistakes, and you may make blunders. No one is exempt. Hare Krishna is infallible. Achyuta. Achyuta means fall. Achyuta. One will never fall down. In spiritual sense, we all come under the influence of Sattva, Rajaya and Tamugun. We all come under the influence. Hare Krishna, although he is in this world, although whatever is there is also on him, but he is not affected. Time is not affecting Krishna. So Krishna is called Kalatit. Kalatit is one who is not affected by time. Is there anything that is not affected by time in this world? Is there anything except the soul? The soul is not affected by time. But because we don't realize and the soul, we think we are affected by time. If you realize your spiritual nature, you say, I'm not affected by time. Suppose you're highly spiritually realized. If somebody calls you are a old woman, what will you have to say? What will you say? He will say, I have the body of a old woman. I don't think I'm old. And the body of a old woman, I don't think I'm old. And Prabhupada was 82 years old. His disciples sometimes, Prabhupada, you are very old. world were to take care of you. Then Prabhupada said, I don't think I'm world. I'm eternal. That's why he is pushing the body. He is not affected by the body. So the determination, the willpower is there. So Prabhupada did not retire. Prabhupada, he was just pushing his body. All the energy, all his body was not cooperating. But because he has realized that I am not the body, all of us, little coin, out of shape for 4 days. I'm not feeling good. Now you are feeling good. Your body is not alright. So, one sannyasi in ISKCON, he had to undergo, some operation for a tumor. It's a deep-seated tumor. What a tumor? This is speculation. Guess. If you know this, I know very. But a tumor. Suppose your eye is like this, and you see some swelling like that, some growth. It's called tumor. Tumor means unnatural growth in the body. Suppose your head is like this. You get a tumor, is it right? You get a tumor. Tumor means what? Unnatural growth in the body. Suppose your shoulder is like this. Comes like this. What is this tumor here? Again? Tumor can be cancer, and tumor may be a, what do you call it? It can be a cancer, or it can be not dangerous. And sometimes we spray strain in the ankle. Watch both of them. That is not dangerous. It's only inflammation. And it doesn't inflame a lot. But tumor, it's a mass. It's a growth of mass. So you do biopsy. Biopsy means testing the cells. And then the doctor will say they are innocuous or harmless. Harmless tumors, harmful tumors. So the medical words, benign, what is that word? Malignant. Harmful tumors are called malignant, and benign harmless tumors are called benign. What is this meaning? Benign. Begin. P-E-N-I-G-M, Penang. It is lying on this. So we are saying Krishna is achyuta, infallible. Although Krishna comes into this world, he is not affected by time. Although this world is called Trigunatmak Jagat, that's why everybody is influenced. That we just study the under the influence of three modes of material nature. But she is proving, I have not become a devotee yet. I am in the mode of ignorance, I behave like this. Non-cooperative, silent, moody, it's called influence of what's of material nature. Prahlad Mahalan attack, but he was not going into words. He was just transcendental. He was not seeing his father as enemy. He was not seeing insults as something he doesn't want. He's accepting everything. Krishna has given me blessings this way. For a devotee, everything is a blessing. Suppose somebody slaps on the face. What do you say? Well, Krishna has given this kind of blessing. Is that right? Then for a devotee, nothing happens without Krishna. For him. Krishna, that is a devotee. If especially when a devotee does something for you, Lakshmi does something. Then through Lakshmi, Krishna has done something just to test you. Is Nidhi a great devotee or is Nidhi a fallen devotee? Now you produce a fallen devotee. Yeah? You could not raise over your moods. It is not. Devotee always takes everything very lightly. Everything, can anything happen without Krishna's arrangement? Can anything happen without Krishna's arrangement? And if Krishna has arranged something for you, you will hate it or you will accept it as prasad. See, now she is smiling. See, like that you have to smile. Krishna has given me some Kerala prasad, which is better. Kerala means Kakakai. Sometimes Kakakai prasad. Good for the stomach. So devotees, when you are staying together, you all have to take a vow. You all have to take a vow among yourself. And Maya touches to make us enemy of each other. We don't let Maya do that. Alright? If you become enemy of a devotee, you are a demon or not? Who becomes the enemy of a devotee? A demon. So, that's why whoever is chanting, something happens. If you are a demon, you see that she is not your friend. If you are not a demon, this is from Krishna's arrangement to test me, and I should not lapse. I should not lapse into mode of ignorance. Mode of ignorance is non-cooperative, moody, quiet, and angry. This is all called mode of ignorance. But if a person is in mode of goodness, Lakshmi, you did like this, no? I did not feel it all right. Then they made sure, I'm sorry. I did not mean to do that. Finish. Is that right? But if you are non-communicative, we don't know what regard your ignorance. Then you are wrong, not Lakshmi. Unless you communicate, then things don't open up. So that's why devotees are communication experts. The that they don't want misunderstandings to spoil the relation. Always simple way will have good communication. Can you tell me if there is anything that you do not like in information? It will take another. You explain it or you say sorry. In that situation. So, ignorance means you take a simple thing which happened in 1 minute and you take it for 1 year. The incident happened for 1 minute. That was very insignificant. But your ignorant mentality, you will remember it for 1 year. Whether it's election or election industry, election industry. Go on. Another story. Two disciples, like Manideep and Deeptanish, two disciples. Both of them are disciples. The Guru told them, don't touch a woman as a brahmachari. Don't necessarily have anything to do with women. Because you are practicing spiritual life. So this bodily concept is that is enemy to spiritual life. So don't necessarily see people on bodily plane. Both of them they got the same instruction. What instruction? Don't touch women. Don't talk with women unnecessarily, and don't see women on bodily platform. Brahmachari training. And together, they were going to on some assignment. Guru told them to go to the other city, cross the river, and then preach and come back. Sell some books. So this Manideep and Deeptanish, they see it. They were chanting together with a bag of books and they reach the river. They would cross the river and go to the other side. Suddenly, Manideep, she saw a woman in the water drowning. Similarly, when we come as devotees, You know, the inside, there is Maya. Outside, there is Maya. This is called Maya Jagat. Inside, there is Maya. So, there are pretty good chances for every silly little thing, because we are affected by Maya. We again come back to our bodily concept. So, devotees should always be very smart to see. Because women have no good intelligence. So they just want to believe their ego and unnecessarily make issues and make life hellish. So when you are chanting, when you are sincerely chanting, this chanting is supposed to help you. Recognize what is Maya and what is correct behavior. Whenever your mind is telling you things, you might wish you know. That means where there is dissension, where your mind is saying, see as friends and enemies, see as friends, I am better, she is not better, she is not good. That means you are in Maya. Suppose somebody is really in Maya, like Prabhupada went to the United States, everybody was completely in Maya. All adharmic things, irreligious things, everybody is doing. But Prabhupada did not think these people are all in Maya, useless. I don't want to waste my time. But Prabhupada was saying, no. These people, in ignorance, out of habit, they are doing this. And because I am transcendental, and so are they. It's a question of giving them little educational training. Giving educational training, anybody can be gotten out of Maya. Right? It's not that. Is it that only three people are transcendental and others are permanently in Maya? It's like that. No. Every spirit soul is transcendental. Every spirit is transcendental to the body. Only thing is, you are unable to overcome the influence of the body. And what you have to do? You have to do study of the scriptures. I told you, ABCD. What are whenever you are saying that this is not my friend, this is my enemy, things like that, or she is bad and like that, she is bad or not, God knows. God knows. We are bad because I say that. If you are a good person, you refuse to see. Because every soul is divine. A devotee refuses to believe that anybody is bad. Otherwise, Prabhupada would not have gone on preaching. Otherwise, we don't have to go on preaching. We go out on preaching because people are potentially divine. Anybody can be improved by ABCDs of spiritual life. What are those ABCDs? Yatharish. What is ABCD of life? Everything is favorable. Time is favorable. people fail. That's why we get up in the morning. We are addicted to that. We feel the benefits of chanting Hare Krishna in the early hours of the morning. No? So devotees, they hope, no, I cannot be in Maya. Because if you get up in the morning and chant, Maya cannot influence me. Maya cannot attack me. Coming to the point, Krishna is Achyuta. Krishna is infallible. Krishna cannot come under three modes of material nature. Krishna cannot come under the influence of time. Krishna cannot be seen old age and things like that. And Krishna cannot make mistakes. And Krishna cannot be harmed. You cannot do any harm to Krishna. You do anything you like. But Krishna's body is transcendental. It cannot be cut. It cannot be burnt. It cannot be dried. Krishna's body is spiritual body. So Krishna is called Achyuta. So we will be continuing to read Archana. Why we said all this is Krishna is transcendental. We are not transcendental. So, we are likely to do many offenses, no? Many offenses. So, we have been reading for the last 3-4 days. When you go to Jagannath, many offenses you may do. But thinking that Jagannath is good, is it offense or not? So this is good, and he said that is also good. Is it great offense or not? Why? If you ask what is this, you call this is desk. Desk. And I ask what is that? He said Jagannath. So how can he say Jagannath is good? When you look at it from, he said this is Jagannath, this is Mother. And they are Jagannath. How do you listen to their word? If they are their word, we are stupid. Whenever you do something like Bhagavad Gita, is a book. Is a book. Not this paper, we can say. Is it paper or not? Collection of papers is a book. So this is a book, a paper. And when you read newspaper, after that, what do you need in the paper? You burn it in your kitchen. Or, actually, I saw Nidhi, they set fire. They set fire to lot of garbage. Probably the hostel is very broken. And we did that pulling out the books. And she told them, why you are just burning, we can use them in our kitchen for making fire. Sorry. It was that time Nidhi's intelligence was all right. But somehow when she came for election, intelligence got corrupted, spoiled. We are jealous, we are envious, we are egoistic. So with the book, our idea was great. He has dumped this heap of books. And then he got the idea, why they are just burning your books like that? We can use them in our kitchen. Great idea. And they are wondering, servants, uneducated. But this morning I heard such a big building. And she worried about coming and goods on the fire. Like, you know, sometimes beggars, they go with a plastic bag. Like in the thing there. So those guys are a little better than that. So they're just burning a carpet. And then they have come like a garbage collector. Is that right? I'm saying it is something real or something not correct. The devotees are very small. I just walk the calendar. I can order 150 people at a time. What is this in a day? What is this in a day? Tuck. I say, sorry, no, don't be like that. Yeah? A devotee, he is not in his wards, his eyes are everywhere. When you are, all people are thinking about me, what I'm doing, then you cannot observe others. When you are not body conscious, then you are trying how to set things right, how to do things good. How is the staff doing? Like that. It's good. So, there's one thing. With dirty paper, she was so careful. And such a wonderful duty, Lakshmi. What is this behavior? Very strange. Dirty paper. We're just throwing it away. She's collected carefully. And with Lakshmi, she doesn't deal carefully. It was incorrect. So, Archana, deity worship, we are dealing with Krishna, but we are very fallible people. So, we have to be alert, attentive, we have to be careful, and we want to learn. I want to improve. One time, I said, after a long time, I said, I went to the offering. Long time. Probably, long time. I said, there was nobody to, you were not there, so who will give fruit like that? And there was somewhere else. And then the prasad came, the puja was not there. All mismanagement. We are there to troubleshoot. Managers are there to troubleshoot. I jumped up. Lord Krishna is calling me. Give me some personal service. I just jumped. I just ran into the bathroom, take a quick shower, and then came out. And then I took the plate. I took the prasad plate. Then I put tulsi among them, there were five items, curd, pulihara, sabji, and what else? Rice. Sweet rice. They were on there, roti also on there. When I put tulsi and everything, I just remembering what I was doing 25 years ago, pulihara work. And we chant two rounds, we offer, ringing the bell, and saying the mantras, and then you chant two malas, it's maybe 10, 12 minutes, and then go back to ring the bell and bring it back. Then, because I was doing this a long time, I forgot to put a glass of water. After I complete a round, maybe in the subject's heart, and Krishna may like to take a gulp of water. We went back, and then that lady, we were hanging around here and there. And the pot was empty. I don't know what they were offering. But one water we gave it, two large pots of water, completely empty. And Party project is to all the facility between the president of the state, no order, and open the lid and some empty. Then she came and told her, one girl. I said, no, fresh water. Then she went over and brought fresh water, and then silver glass, clean, put tulsi, and put it there. Because when you are not constantly in the job, sometimes you forget things. Let's say, you have to practice. So it's a very interesting thing. Archana, people want to grab the opportunity. Not everybody is allowed, but somehow Krishna is satisfied with us. And the authority scholars ask, did any of your birds, did you take birth? They ask, what did he say? What did he say? Joshua. I said, she has both of words. I'm not a correct person to offer to the Lord. Temper tantrums. Krishna doesn't like. Steady characters, and the son of Krishna, Krishna makes it. All the yelling and shouting and all this kind of things. So, it's always fallen. So, Krishna doesn't accept service from them. People are very cool-headed, very steady, very tolerant. They don't see faults in others. Our business is, we think we are only correct, everybody else is wrong. The exact mentality of the conditioned soul. The conditioned soul always thinks, I am right, including Maharaj, everybody is wrong. I am the only correct person. Then who will teach such a person? Nobody. Nobody can. That means hopeless, hopeless person. We have to submit to some authority in life so that we can improve our own life. I told you, wrong. That generally 90% of the 100 disciples, 90 disciples, they only do when they like it. They don't do when they don't like it. That means really when you have to surrender, that you don't do. That's why decades may go away. We don't have any advancement. We are in the same phase in the temple where the ignorance. We have like ignorant fools. We want to quickly correct ourselves. So there is a difference between advanced devotees and the chastised us. What should I learn? Okay, next time. You take the hand. Suppose I'm throwing a rope in the well. Money deep is fallen in the well. It is crying and it is drowning. Yeah, don't worry, money deep, carry the rope. But you don't catch the rope. I'm running. Whatever. The rope is there, catch it. So, with Prabhupada said, don't accept spiritual master like fashion. Oh, I also have a group. Don't make the spiritual master a dog. Let people keep a dog. So, like that, just in, for name's sake, but no submission. No humility and not willing to follow. It's called fashion. But you are not really taking the relation seriously. So let's say Prabhupada comments in the first chapter to this sloka, Karpanya dosha pata svabhava pujjami sandhava samvasa. My dear Krishna, I have been dealing with you as a friend. That did not work. I am breaking down, my head is reeling. And I don't think I should deal with you in a friendly manner. Sishya steham. I'm not taking advantage of your presence. No, I put an end to my friendly talks. No, you chastise me, you instruct me, and I'll be your humble servant. I don't question you. Then real business starts. As long as you don't take spiritual life like that, will always remain in a fallen condition, although 10 years have gone by. So Archana is for very senior people. They are very interested in doing puja because nicely they can concentrate completely on the Lord or in the personal presence. And you want to be very clean, you want to be very attentive, what else? Everything. You put the table there, and then you clean it with a cloth, and you put the asana there, and wash your hands again, so you're touching the asana. And then you do achaman, and you ring the bells, and very prayerfully through Guru Parampara. You don't think you're feeding Jagannath, although you're taking the bowl and I'm offering to the Guru Parampara, and they will take care how to rectify the shortcomings and make it presentable to the Jagannath, presentable to the Lord. So it's a very, very nice thing to do puyari work. I remember Archana, when I was made pujari, you know where you have to go. The pujari means 24 hours are there, periodically, 4:30, then blessing, then Sundarati, then offering, then again, 1 o'clock, then again, all this nicely. And then meanwhile, I just went behind, all dumped under. It's Krishna's place. It's the chief minister's office. All things come now. Public comes. Everything should be neat and clean. The unnecessary things in the temple hall or in the altar. No unnecessary things. Things you don't use. Why should be there? Getting dust and occupying space. Why they should be there? If your head is clean, you want to keep your surroundings also clean. If your head is clean, if your head is corrupt, if your head is, if your head is cloudy, then you don't understand what is right to do, what is not right to do. So, all unnecessary things. Suppose something spoiled, why should it be there, throw it out? Because we are not clear, so we don't get ideas like that. And chant, that's why association. See how our seniors are doing things. I know it is not, I'm not getting ideas like that. They are getting, that means I'm low in consciousness. My consciousness is not elevated. People have elevated consciousness. Always. How to keep everything nice. They are not worried about work. Whatever work is there, it's always a light work. Hard work is outside in what laborers do. In the temple, whatever it is, they nicely light work cleaning. But take time, but it is not hard work. Going to the cobwebs, walking the floor. Not a difficult job, but it is time consuming activity. But what else you have to do? What if I have to give all that time to Krishna? So, that's why Prabhupada has written very, very elaborately what offenses. If you don't keep Krishna's place clean, that means you don't know how big person you are dealing with. Maybe you are not fit to be a pujari. become an unqualified person. Because of lack of devotees, sometimes they put an unqualified person. And Krishna is suffocated, Krishna is troubled, Krishna is being comforted. So we are reading one more paragraph, then from tomorrow, Vandana. In the city of Pratisthanpura, long ago, there resided a Brahmin who was poverty stricken, but innocent and not dissatisfied. So it was one of the cities in India, Pratisthanpura, long ago, and there was a Brahmin who was very poor, but he was not dissatisfied. There was a Brahmin. Whatever is my fate, whatever is my karma, I should be satisfied. But I don't cheat or I don't lament. Innocent devotees are very simple people. He's a Brahmin. Always don't doubt others. Whenever you start a relation, benefit or doubt, you think everybody is good. Don't say anybody is bad. That means we are bad. Otherwise, how can you, without sufficient evidence, how can you say somebody is bad? Don't mentally concoct your own things. Always consider the other person. Suppose somebody is creating little disturbance for you. Why should you think he is doing it knowingly? Probably he doesn't know that you don't like that or you should not do it. That you don't like it, that you should not do it. He doesn't know. He just knows it. Then when you communicate, okay, you are being disturbed by this, I will not do it. Unnecessarily, oh, he says, bad, he says, he is after me, he is harassing me, he is nagging me. All nonsense to think like that. Always you think others are good. Never get the idea that others are bad. Unless it is proven repeatedly. Unless it is proven after telling him several times. Still he is doing it. That means he is doing it purposefully. No? Until you give him several chances, don't think the other person is bad. That is not a waste of way of dealing with things. So, this Brahmin was what? Innocent. Innocent means simple person. Okay. Don't go there. Is there a difference between innocent and foolish? Innocent and foolish. What is the difference? Innocent and foolish. Innocent person also makes mistakes. Foolish man also makes mistakes. Innocent person, he knows everything. But he wants to remain a simple, humble person. A foolish man, he doesn't know nothing. He is like that, foolish. So devotees, they know things because they are educated in scriptures. But still, like I told you many times, I went to Vada Farm, I went to Chaupati guest house because I'm a sannyasi. They put some devotee as a servant. Any sannyasi comes, somebody put a servant. He is a leader. These guys, they sort of like anything. And then you want to know, what is your background? I'm MBA, thank my God. MBA is washing clothes, MBA is cleaning the floor, MBA is making the bread. Can Mara, can anything? Anything. Can I do it? Because actually, they are so educated, they know how to serve. They know how to serve. My business is how to please Maharaj. That's all. No ego in between. They are very educated. I am here to, we don't get opportunity to serve sannyasis. Here is an opportunity out of 300 devotees I am put as assistant to Maharaj. Let me just grab the opportunity. Because he is doing all such menial things. He will go and clean the bathroom, keep it clean, he will wash the clothes, clean the room and all that. Then maybe he is not so educated, that's why he is put to. I am MBA from Financial Management Faculty. I don't know what it is, the big degree of India. Because they understand the principle of service. When you have to give a lecture, you give a lecture. When you put as a servant, you do the job of servant perfectly. So this Brahmin, this Brahmin was, what are the two qualifications? Innocent, that means nobody can disturb him. So when the children are there, he say anything. Because they don't have ego, or they are not envious or jealous children. So I go and tell the mother, you are a fool. If I tell somebody else a fool, completely off moods. He say, Durga, Durga Rupi. What did you tell me? It's complete shame. One moment smiling, the other moment. The children are not like that. So you beat the mother. And then again you show it what you. Again it's fine. That is children. Innocent. Innocent. They cannot carry on their nonsense for long. Children's mind can be diverted just like that. It is called innocent. So this Brahmin was innocent and he was not dissatisfied. He was a very poor man. Poor people are always, very this way. Why I was made poor? Why I'm suffering like this? But he was not complaining. It's just because he's a Brahmin. There's a qualification of a Brahmin. One day, he heard a discourse in an assembly of Brahmins concerning how to worship the deity in the temple. One day this Brahmin heard, in a satsang like this, how to worship the deity. He heard. What did he hear? After this incident, in that meeting, he also heard that deity can be worshipped within the mind. Deity can be worshipped, you are not given the opportunity. You can imagine, if I am given the opportunity, I will clean my body like anything, I will wear very clean clothes, and I will go into the altar, sanctum, like that. You can, mentally, you can do all that. Practically, you are not allowed to come in. And you can, nobody can stop me from your mental worship. So this Brahmin heard the class that people can worship the Lord. Suppose I want to worship Jagannath. Oh, I need a golden pot. I should bring Ganges water. Here, neither golden pot is there nor Ganges water is there. But what is the difficulty in the mind if you think I should bring a golden pot because Jagannath is so big? Get water in golden pot. They were not, he likes Ganges water. So you imagine yourself, right now, I'm Haridwar, I'm taking a golden pot full of Ganges water, I'm bringing it for Sarima Jagannath. This is Manasa Puja. So this Brahmin, he got this principle, he heard about it. Then what did he do? After this class, the Brahmin having bathed in Godavari River, maybe he's from that area, began mentally worshipping the deity. He cleaned himself and he started worshipping the deity. He would wash the temple in the mind and in his imagination he would bring water. Prabhupada is a much better word. He would bring water from all the sacred rivers. And also think like, it's a holy Ganga. Jamuna, Kaveri, Narmada, you can think, what is the difficulty? So he collected all, he collected water from all sacred rivers in golden and silver pots. He collected all kinds of valuable paraphernalia for worship. And he worshipped it very gorgeously, beginning from bathing the deity and ending with offering arati. So he felt great happiness. After many years had passed in his way, one day within his mind, he cooked sweet rice with ghee to worship the deity. He placed the sweet rice on a golden dish, offered it to Lord Krishna. But he felt that sweet rice was very hot, and therefore he touched it with his finger. He immediately felt that the sweet rice was hot, and it burnt his finger. And then he began to lament. While the Brahmin was in pain, Lord Vishnu and Vaikuntha began to smile, and the goddess of fortune asked the Lord why he was smiling. Lakshmi misunderstood. Lakshmi Devi. The Brahmin offered hot cake and it burnt his finger. And there Vishnu, who is getting the offering, he smiled. But the smile was out of context, because Lakshmi Devi is being Parasivala. And in a sudden loss, Lakshmi Devi misunderstood. She did not understand why my Lord is laughing. I'm like, am I not dressed all right? And am I doing some improperly? Lakshmi said, no, am I not, somebody laughs. You know, if there is no occasion for laughing. And actually, I think, there's something black on my face. You get those because somebody is laughing in front of you. So Lakshmi Devi, she became confused. And then she asked, goddess of fortune, inquired from the Lord why you were laughing. Lord Vishnu then ordered the Vishnu Dutas to bring the Brahmin to Vaikuntha. The Brahmin attained the liberation of Samipya Mukti. Samipya Mukti means living in the personal association of the Lord, the facility of living near the Lord. So when you are doing archana like that, and immediately when you are doing very nicely, alright, come back. Come back and you know the perfect thing. Your consciousness is absorbed in ceremony. You are not absent-minded when you are doing service. You are doing serving, your mind is somewhere else, thinking bad about that this man, that man. So that means you are agitated. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Did you like the story? Who will tell the story briefly? Who will tell the story briefly? First opportunity to Manideep and Deeptarash. Out of you, who will tell the story? What is the story? Briefly. Raise your hands. Sleeping. Woke up and Anakrishna has prayed. Now the class is over, let us go for prasad. Not ready yet. And Sarvabha will say, tell this story. Yeah, I think he has not concentrated. No, we have to say in English. Chapman Tandre. Why are you hearing English classes? Quickly, a few minutes. 11 o'clock, your teacher is going to ask me to marry and be ready. Be ready, okay? Hare Krishna.